Time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
We are joined this week by DJ Luis Espada, a.k.a. King Louis of the music and art collective Peligrosa. He's with us from KUT in Austin, Texas, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Luis, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you were born in Madrid. You grew up in Mexico. And a lot of the music you're bringing us features cumbia, which is a Latin American style that is heavily influenced by indigenous tribes. Let's listen here to a group that is fusing cumbia with other styles. This is Dengue, Dengue, Dengue. The song is R2. Tell us a little bit about Dengue, Dengue, Dengue.
Dengue, Dengue, Dengue is a duo from Lima, Peru. So what they're trying to do is bring in the extremely new futuristic sound with the old Indian sound of Lima, Peru, or of Peru in general. So what they do is, yes, they get these old samples of old Indian tribes or old cumbia beats, guidos, everything, gaitas, champetas, and they add heavy bass, heavy synthesizing. And not only do they do that, their visuals are amazing. They wear these masks where it's all neon colored but still represents the old Indian heritage of Peru and around that area.
Well, and they describe themselves on their website as a tropical storm of electronic psychedelia.
That makes perfect sense. I mean, they're considered new cumbia, digital cumbia, but to me, the name Tropical Bass has been around longer, so that's what I like to call them and pretty much everybody we're going to speak about today.
Well, let's get to another one. This is from Mexico. Here is a young DJ that you wanted us to know about, Pablito Mix, and here is the song Mi Cumbiatón.
Esto no sé, me tiene sabor a cumbia y reggaetón, así que báilate ese cumbiatón, báilate ese cumbiatón, báilate ese cumbiatón.
Somos discotecas, somos party songs, nosotros somos calle y somos reggaetón.
Now, Pablito Mix on his SoundCloud page describes himself as one of the most representative DJs of urban music in Mexico.
Yes, most definitely. He just came out of nowhere, and what he brought to the table was the natural sound of dembow, of the reggaeton beat, and he mixed it with cumbia and, of course, synthesizers and heavy bass beats and made cumbiaton. And now he is packing Mexico City's clubs to capacity. People who don't have resources to maybe even be on the internet in Mexico but get to go to these clubs and listen to their sound, which is cumbia mixed with heavy Western influence bass and also the dembow.
Well, and you use that term dembow, which is the heavy bass that we hear in reggaeton. That is a style that has roots in Puerto Rico. But let's turn now to the U.S. because this fusion is also happening here. This is a group called Mix Pack out of Brooklyn. They produce a song called Everything Nice by Popcon.
I'm feeling high, champagne fly. Work hard every day till we reach to the goal. This is for the people and we work hard. All hold on to the mark. R.I.P. to a loved one. Put your cups them high. Night feelings right. Going on a high grade flight. Dogs are roll out, girls are roll out. Everything is nice, yeah.
Tell us what we're listening to here.
Same thing, you know, they really base themselves off the dancehall movement, but also they're bringing in their flavor and they're bringing in their sounds and very space sounds, very, very new age sound, you know, a future. It's always good to add that future sound just to give it that flavor of today's youth.
You know, last week on the DJ session, we heard all about future soul. This is the same kind of thing, I guess, getting the future sound in there.
Most definitely. I mean, there's now this future bass. It's like a 70 BPM movement with an old Southern hip-hop feel. You know, there's this guy in New York. His name is Bryn Mawr. He's making that a lot. He's doing a lot of the R&B mixing with a lot of heavy bass. people in Brussels, Dave Lux, he's making the same sound. So it's a pretty insane culture now, how we all are in the same pool of music.
Well, let's go west to Seattle now, and the Seattle-based producer Sango, who has a new album. Here is the song Especial, featuring MC Tatey.
Pode me copiar, eu tenho fé em Deus que meu sucesso eu vou buscar. Tu fica no Facebook postando um monte de história, mas geral já tá ligado que tua fama é de invejosa. Ela não tá ligada, ela não.
Now this is an American 22-year-old doing Brazilian Afrobeat.
Exactly. He's a kid from Michigan who just started making these awesome beats with old baile funk and old just old Brazilian Portuguese samples.
You just got the word baile funk into this interview. I think you've used more Spanglish in this than any other DJ in our DJ sessions.
I mean, I come from a Spanish-speaking family, and I was just sent to English-speaking schools my whole life, so I do have to throw in a little bit of Spanglish.
Okay, well, we have time for one more. This is also from Sango. This is Me de Amor. Luis, as we said, you are in Austin. How's this music being received in the U.S.?
Incredible. Amazing. I mean, the thing is if you split both of these apart right now, the track we're listening to by Sango, the trap side is old school Southern hip hop. I mean, Houston hip hop 10 years ago, 8 years ago, and with baile funk Portuguese music. So you would have asked any of these old producers making the Southern hip hop, hey, in about 10 years, there's going to be all this Latin movement around your music. They wouldn't believe it. Same with the EDM movement, you know, the whole electronic music scene. They got a hold of this 70 BPM music, and now artists like Fostradamus are exploding with this. They're playing Coachella, late time at Coachella. They're playing these huge festivals in Europe. Yeah, it's really taking up a storm here in the U.S. and in the U.K. and a lot of the world, actually.
And when you say 70 BPM, you're talking about 70 beats per minute, but explain why that is so important.
It's halftime. So the thing with you, the repetitive snare and the hi-hat is what's going to give it the speed. But at the end of the day, the beat has been cut in half. It's a halftime beat to give it that slower Southern feel. I like to say Southern because in my life, that's where I started hearing it. From Atlanta producers and from Louisiana producers and from, you know, Houston, Texas-based producers. It's pretty amazing how it's just all one big mashup of music now.
DJ Luis Espada, a.k.a. King Louis of the music and art collective Peligrosa, joining us from KUT in Austin. Luis, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And you can see all of Luis's picks at hereandnow.org. And a new feature.
Ta-da.
This week, we now have a Spotify playlist for the DJ sessions. You can get a link to it at hereandnow.org. But also, if you're on Spotify, the account is NPR Here and Now. We've got all the songs from all the DJ sessions going all the way back to the
beginning.
So you can keep, you know, dancing and hopping around all the time.
You may be speaking a foreign language to some people. We will help you through it at hereandnow.org.
We'll put a link to a definition of Spotify. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.